Is this seat taken? I'd love to say that there's no more room at the bar, but as it stands, this particular spot seems to be the most appealing. What? I know what I like, and I'm not afraid to make that known. Well, that, and your bureau identification is sticking out of your back pocket. The glamour can keep it hidden quite well from the rest of the non-wielders here, but I'd think an open wielder would be more cautious. Happy to be of assistance. And congratulations on the new position. Is that what tonight is? A celebration? Well, then, please do allow me to buy you a drink for the occasion. Not at all, I insist. Though only if you'll offer a recommendation for what I get for myself. Was it the accent or the eyes? You know, not all vampires are from Europe. I'm sure. But to answer your question, no, I don't come here often. This is my first time, actually. Not at a bar, clearly, but I'm only passing through. Only in town for a few nights. If only it was just casual travel. No, I'm going back home. Well, to exactly where, I think I'll keep to myself until I get to know you better. Oh. Concerned for my well-being? I can promise you I can take care of myself. Plus, I'm not traveling on my own, so I am entirely safe. Exactly. Some tempting promises were made, and now here I am. Oh, what else could bring a girl out here on a night like this? I'm simply here to have good company and half-decent cocktails. Speaking of which, I certainly wouldn't mind a companion in that endeavor. My name is Celine. And who might you be? A very nice name indeed. So am I lucky enough to catch you here alone? I see. Well, that is a shame, but I do respect your manners. I hope that whoever you're meeting here later has just as good of a time with you as I'd hoped we might. Oh, is that a promise? In that case, with any luck, I'll see you again before you leave. Have a good night. Oh, what's this? I'm running behind only 5 minutes and you already have a woman draped over your arm like you're paid for it. No, don't apologize. That is the most entertainment I've gotten in a week. I see you turned her away, though. Oh, what a dedicated charmer. You better be careful talking like that, or I'll start to think you're actually interested in me. Well, I assume it's either that, or you consistently meeting me here almost every single Friday night for the last month has all been out of boredom, which be quite a dagger to the heart. Good. How convenient, I like you as well. Quite a lot, in fact. Oh, buy me a drink first. I think it's only fair. I've been paying for the last few weeks, and now you have a lovely position at the bureau to make things even. Or I'll just pass along the good fortune. I buy you a drink, and then you buy one for the next woman who takes up beside you. Oh. Oh, I'll have you know, jealousy is a very good look on me. Unfortunately, that's not what I'm wearing at present. No. Call it intrigue. And if you want to see the rest of what I'm wearing, I suppose you'll have to wait a little longer to figure that one out. I wear the title of tease like a badge of honor. And if you're not careful, I'll actually live up to that name. Oh. Promises. No, I don't know about any promises that I made. Unless you mean... Oh, that promise! Oh, you and your twisted little fantasies. You go and get yourself promoted, and now you think you're entitled to secret tryst and degeneracies. I knew there was a reason I liked you. Oh. Now why the long face? Have I made any promises so far that I haven't kept? Then I suggest you order yourself a drink while I run to the ladies' room to freshen up. Alone this time, if you don't mind. If you keep looking at me with all that longing in your eyes, I'm gonna drag you out of this place before any promises can be upheld. Well, patience is a virtue after all. Well, now I certainly see why you rejected my advances. She's quite beautiful. Oh, I did try, but after a few laps around, it would seem that my attention is only taken by one. Call me particular. No. Darling, I say this with nothing but love in my heart. Your position in the Bureau means nothing to me. So don't even entertain the notion that it's an incentive. What, no, I'll gladly admit that I was interested long before I saw the ID. But if that makes you at all uncomfortable, don't hesitate to let me know. I wouldn't want to cross a boundary. Oh. I see. Oh, you just keep getting better and better. I had a feeling, but your forwardness is deeply appreciated. Oh, well, that is incredibly sweet, but like I said earlier, I can take care of myself. And others, if they'd like. I've been called generous in the past, though this generosity is aimed towards selfish means, if I'm being honest. Really? Well, perhaps we could both be a little selfish then. Well, it's funny you say that. Excuse me? I don't much appreciate you stepping in when I've been the one putting in all the work. Oh, then maybe next time you'll work faster. Darling, no need. We are already well acquainted. Exactly. You're the one trying to poach my drinking partner from me. Now that is quite underhanded. I'm only here on explicit invitation. From you, if you recall. Forgive us. We would have loved to keep the game going back and forth, but... well, we needed to make our offer before any alcohol came into the mix. And how are we to trust a strange woman who's appeared from thin air with some shady business proposition? Ignore her. She likes to play this game where she doesn't know who I am. Which usually is a fun gag, but... stop it.
Well, I didn't say a word.
You didn't need to.
And you're not chastising them? That's blatant favoritism.
Then you should try harder at being the favorite. Oh, I promise the bickering is very common. I have the ring to prove it.
But you would be amazed how quickly we turn the agreeable when there's a common goal. Oh, well, that depends. A goal for two is fine and fun, but I'd much prefer if we made it three. Well, I told you I deliver on my promises, didn't I? And the last time you came to see me, I promised an experience. I've spent some time getting to know you, and after weeks of my rave reviews, my wife here is just as eager to get to know you as well. If that's something you're still interested in. Normally, we'd keep the courting game going a little longer or wait until the drinks became stronger, but I think we both know that you're the kind of deviant who would enjoy the experience regardless. Well, if your big talk has been anything to go by these past weeks.
Oh, we're quite serious. Mm-hmm. But if you'd prefer one over the other, or... both of us, just one at a time. Well, we don't mind taking turns.
It's up to you, Deviant.
And we're both happy to spend the rest of the night here with you to help, well, make the decision.
Yes, first round is on me, just like I said.
So, is that a yes? Then let me get those drinks.
I have a feeling this is going to be a very fun night. Hold her waist. Yeah, that's it.
Bed now. I'll be patient for everything else in this eternity, but I... I have expended any patience I had this hours ago.
Wait.
Let us take care of you.
Oh, don't get shy now. I still remember all those ideas you had over drinks. All those questions you had. Why don't we go get some answers with some hands-on research? Beloved, did you know that our darling deviants, well, they were quite curious about if vampires need to breathe.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware. Is that something you'd like to find out for yourself? Well, then let's go, and I can show you.
Come on. It's just like the queen demanded. Bedroom. Now.
Thank God.
Right this way. Celine. Kneel in front of the bed.
Oh, God, yes.
That's it. And deviant. I think it would do everyone a load of good if you got out of these.
I can help.
That's right. Here, let me. Hold on to me. Don't lose your balance. Although if you did, I'd be happy to catch you.
Oh, show off.
There we are.
Oh, God.
Beautiful, isn't she? So regal and pristine until you get her riled up enough. Then she's... Oh, she's nothing but a desperate slut. Eager to please and so skilled with that mouth of hers. Oh, no, don't worry about the fangs. She's quite skilled. Unless that's something that'd get your rocks off. A little pain with the pleasure.
Whatever you want.
Oh, deviant, you don't need to hold yourself back. Just let her take care of you. Let both of us take care of you. Go on. Look at her mouth just open and waiting for you. That's it. Oh, that's it. For a vampire, her mouth is scorching, isn't it? Let your hips move. As much as you like, she can take it. Here, lean back against me. That's it. Let me hold you while she takes care of you properly. You don't mind if my hands roam, do you? I had a feeling you wouldn't. Such a perfect body. No, you're all right. You're all right. Just breathe into it. Just let yourself go for us. Just like that. Let yourself roll with the pleasure. You deserve it. All these months of interviews and waiting on bated breath, so much stress and anxiety. You can finally set it to the side. You did so well. Don't you deserve to relish in the rewards? all of the rewards that we are willing to give? So say it. You deserve to feel good. Go on. Oh, quite correct. Oh, she is perfectly fine. The perks of being a vampire is that you don't need to come up for air. And I've trained her so well to keep going. Isn't that right, beloved?
Yes. Yes.
How does she feel? Good. Oh, you can do better than that. Tell her how her mouth makes you feel. How you enjoy coming apart on her tongue. Oh, you should praise her for her work while your mouth is still free to do so. I'll nipple him back for a moment. Well, it's getting a little hot in here. I'd like to be in my own state of undress. And speaking of undress, let's get this shirt off you. That's it. You're all right, you're all right. Well, like I said, absolute perfect body. Oh, you can feel my chest against your back, can't you? Good. Once I'm in front of you, you can play with them all you like. Oh, I know what a difficult decision that'll be. Will you play with my breast, or will you keep holding her head down? Or will you be generous and use one hand for each? Oh, decisions, decisions. I haven't forgotten all those promises that you made to me, Deviant. I remember every sordid fantasy, don't you worry. Oh, that got to you, didn't it? Did that spark something? Knowing I know all your deepest desires. All the ways you want to be touched and tasted. Knowing that we have every intention of fulfilling those wishes. Oh, my darling Deviant, are you getting close? Go on. Fuck her mouth properly and give her exactly what she wants. That's it. Oh, come on, be good for us and come. You can. Oh, just come for us, you can. Oh, you can do better than that, go on. She loves this. Isn't that right? Oh, look at her. Already fucked out and begging to become drunk. Do you want that to be you next? Would you like that? Oh, then come for us. Come for us, that's right. That's right, come on. Oh, there you go. There you go. Come on. Come on, I got you. I got you. Onto the bed. There we are.
Oh, God.
And you.
Yes.
Come here. Not bad. Deviant. Would you like to taste the fruits of her labor?
Oh, don't say it like that.
I thought you might. Come here.
Fuck me.
You taste good on her tongue.
Oh, Lydia, have I ever told you that you talk too much sometimes? No, darling, I'm fine. Better than fine. You did wonderfully. I didn't. I was more preoccupied making sure that you. Well, I wouldn't be opposed.
Oh, such a kind offer. Then let me help you with that.
Lydia!
It's not my fault you wore the shortest dress you own, and... Oh my. Seems I've given the name Deviant to the wrong person.
Oh,
you didn't wear anything underneath?
I didn't think it was necessary. I knew what I wanted.
Oh, and you'll get it. But after all that work on your knees, allow me to help you. Stay open for them. Deviant, you get comfortable while I get behind and hold her open just like this.
Lydia.
Oh, she is absolutely dripping. You did that. God. Got her poor cunt twitching with anticipation all from fucking her mouth. Oh, and look at that. Such manners asking permission.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I want your mouth on me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you two are a sight to behold. I'm almost sorry we don't have a camera.
I'm not going to last. Oh, darling, you're doing so well. Your tongue is so good for me.
Roll your tongue slowly over her clit. She likes the pressure, don't you? That's it.
Oh, God, I'm already.
It's all right, let go. Let them take you over the edge, that's right. Vivian, just keep going. Don't stop. That's it.
Oh, God.
Lay back. Now you. Deviant. Oh, the fun's not over yet. It's my turn.